All right, and welcome to the Daily News Update for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here with Brighteon.com. The big story today, I'll lead off with this. Alex Newman over at The New American did an outstanding story documenting the ties between Black Lives Matter founders and occultism, demonism, Satanism. Some of these people, and one in particular in the story that he wrote, is a Black Studies professor out of California, I believe, is inviting demonic spirits into her body, to take over her body, multiple different spirits at different times, and then to direct her how to use that power to destroy America, destroy Christians, destroy freedom, destroy human civilization. And through this, these Black Lives Matter leaders call this a, quote, spiritual movement. And by spiritual, they mean like demonic forces. And this is true. This is happening. The rise of demonism is an infestation across America. And so I've published a story today that says, if we're going to defeat Black Lives Matter, if we're going to save this nation, we have to wage this war in the spiritual realm, not just the kinetic realm, although you do need to defend yourself. You need to defend your life, your physical body, your home, your family, your community, and so on. But at the same time, we must beg God for forgiveness as a nation, and we must pray for redemption, or we will be destroyed by dark demonic forces, because that's the way God works. If you commit sins and evil as a nation, which America has done for many, many years, 60 million murders of babies through abortion, the rise of transgenderism, the mutilations of the genitalia of children, the pedophilia that's now in your face with Netflix and their cuties program, which is just sick pedophilia, and other similar sins, child trafficking by leftists, the destruction of logic and reason, the destruction of knowledge, the censorship of the tech giants. These are all crimes against not just us, but crimes against God, crimes against the cosmos, crimes against nature. And we must wage this war to defend our nation and defend our lives in multiple planes of existence. In other words, we must pray in the spiritual realm, and at the same time, we must also prepare in the physical realm, you know, with food and firearms and defensive knowledge and bugging out of cities and so on. So it's a very important story, and I posted a full video there that talks about why we must pray as a nation, and we must beg God to forgive us for the sins of our nation, and we must change the course of this nation. Otherwise, we are lost. So that's the first big story of the day. Now, I'll get into the other headlines here because time is short, and I promised you a rapid overview of the important stories. So let's go on. The pharma giant Gilead, according to claims from a French doctor, Gilead sent death threats to this doctor because this doctor was telling the world that hydroxychloroquine cures COVID-19. And Gilead, which also, by the way, is a biblical name, a city in, I think it's in Israel, and isn't it mentioned in the Bible itself, is now reportedly threatening doctors and has reportedly engaged in other corruption and crimes against humanity in order to boost its own profits, selling drugs by suppressing information about alternative low-cost treatments. So here we have another apparent case of a pharmaceutical company making money off of human suffering, according to these reports. That story is based on Great Game India, by the way. All right, next story. Oregon fire officials are publicly stating that they are preparing for a, quote, mass fatality event. And we ask in our headline, do they know something that we don't? What kind of mass fatality event are they talking about? What's going on here? Because we know a lot of these fires are being set by arsonists. We've seen the photo now of the Black Lives Matter, I'm sorry, the Antifa terrorists dressed up as firefighters, carrying gas cans out in nature and setting fires. We've seen the videos of people caught setting fires in the forest. We know that these fires are intentional. Are they trying to create a mass fatality event? Are they trying to use arson in nature, the same way that these same left-wing terrorists use arson against police stations and apartment buildings and retail establishments in Portland and Seattle and Chicago and New York City and other cities. These are arsonists. And you understand why, because they are demons, as I mentioned up front. These are demonic entities that are taking over human bodies, that are working through the humans to destroy human society. This is happening. All right, next story. The Oscars are going to force diversity quotas onto movies. Otherwise, if you don't meet the diversity quota, your movie won't even be considered for awards at the Oscars. Of course, I don't watch that crap. I mean, who cares? But much of society does watch movies in the Oscars. So now you're going to have transgenderism characters. You're going to have gay characters. You're going to have pedophilia in the movies, like advocating it, just like Netflix does, or you won't receive any awards at the Oscars. So this is more cultural programming, more rise of demonic, anti-human, child-mutilating forces that now run Hollywood. And it is sick. And these organizations should be seized and shut down and their leaders arrested for promoting child pornography and child mutilations. Okay, moving on, if we can. It's just such sickness, spiritual sickness in this country right now. Pill pushers. Today's medical students are not taught about nutrition. They're just out there pushing pharmaceuticals because tomorrow's doctors they're just elaborate human vending machines for big pharma. That's it. They're not taught anything about nutrition. They don't know that virtually all the diseases that are currently harming human society and causing massive human suffering, nearly all diseases can be treated with food. They can be reversed through diet alone, not even to mention superfoods and supplements and nutrients and so on, but just food alone can be the medicine for over 90% of the health problems in America. And speaking of health problems, the next story talks about a coronavirus pandemic being a threat to the mental health of Americans. Yes, Americans' mental health is rapidly deteriorating. Suicides are up. People are at the end of the rope. And I'm sad to say, the difficult times have only just begun. I mean, there's another reason to pray, because what's about to hit us in the next couple of months is going to be insane. You know, that reminds me of Pastor Dana Coverstone. In his dream, he saw those events coming. He has joined Brighteon.social. Let me find his account. Yeah, here it is. It's just at Dana Coverstone at Brighteon.social. So check out, follow his channel there. Check him out there, because he may have more visions to share with us as God speaks through him to warn us about what's coming. And if you're not yet following my channel on Brighteon.social, it's at Health Ranger. So just follow me there, and I'm posting all throughout the day and throughout the evening, usually up to about midnight. So there's a lot of breaking news, a lot of intel, a lot of things that I'm posting there, which aren't even on Natural News or anywhere else. All right, moving on the stories here. Meth shipments entering the U.S. from the Mexico border have reached a new record numbers during the coronavirus pandemic. So sadly, the border is still open. It's not secure. And meth is coming across the border, which is... I mean, we've got to build a wall. We've got to protect the border. And these judges that keep shooting down these efforts to build a wall, these judges have got to be arrested. They've got to be removed from power under the 14th Amendment, which we've talked about before. All right, New York City protesters arrested for rioting. Turns out many of them are leading lives of wealth and privilege. They're the children of wealthy New York City people. Is anyone surprised? Oh, they're full of wealth, full of privilege themselves, and then they scream about how society isn't fair. They're the ones born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Give me a break. Pennsylvania cops shoot a deranged Hispanic man who was threatening them with a knife, and we wonder, will Black Lives Matter make this guy a hero? He's been convicted of other stabbings, by the way. So it seems like the left-wing movement, Black Lives Matter, they find the worst, most insane, violent criminal and turn them into a hero. And anybody who shoots police is a hero. And then the Black Lives Matter lunatics stand around the hospital chanting death to the police and death to America. But remember, many of these people have been taken over by demons. Literally. And that's why they act like demons. Okay. In fact, we have a story on that. They're blocking the ER entrance, chanting death to police. And the mainstream media won't even cover that, of course. A couple more stories here. Someone tried to post some C-SPAN footage of Joe Biden touching young girls on Twitter. And Twitter flagged it as, quote, child sexual exploitation. So there's Twitter admitting that Joe Biden is a child sex exploitation guy running for president. Some kind of mad sniffer slash toucher slash rubber. I don't know what he does. But he's really into little girls. This is a bunch of sick, twisted psychos. All right, let's see what else we have here. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Joe Biden, he says that if you elect him, then all the fires, floods, and hurricanes will stop. Because he says those are all caused by Trump. I mean, these people are insane. This reminds me of high school when the class president candidate, you know, running for class president was, I'm gonna get chocolate milk in the cafeteria for everybody and pizza for lunch every day. They're just making stupid promises they couldn't keep. That's Joe Biden. Yeah. There's gonna be no weather anymore if Joe Biden becomes president. Everything's just gonna be perfectly calm spring day, all day, every day. Under Biden, because I guess he thinks he's like Gandalf the Wizard or Storm from the X-Men, right? Who controls the weather. He's an X-Man. he's actually a transracial black woman X-Man who can control the weather. That's Joe Biden running for president. Give me a break. All right, final item today. There's a lot of medical science fraud out there. It turns out that less than 10% of approved medical treatments have any high quality evidence to back them up. And only about 1% of medical interventions are backed by convincing medical evidence. So 99% of the medical treatments that are used out there are based on just complete fiction. Fiction that's pushed by Big Pharma and pushed by the lying left-wing media and pushed by the tech giants because it makes money. It's all about profits for them, isn't it? Because they're sick. They suppress information about nutrition. They suppress hydroxychloroquine. They suppress any criticism of vaccines, and they push toxic, unproven, fraudulent, quack science, pharmaceuticals, surgical procedures, chemotherapy, vaccines that just harm people. The polio that's spreading around the world right now, especially in India and Africa, it's all caused by polio vaccines. And you can bet that the next wave of this pandemic is going to be a vaccine-induced outbreak. So when the vaccines come, which looks like it's going to happen soon in November. You just watch. There's going to be an outbreak probably by December. Another wave. Because they're putting it in the vaccines. Of course they are. Because that's how they're going to make more money. That's how the vaccine industry is going to earn billions of dollars. And that's how they're going to lock down society and destroy America and crush the economy and enslave everybody in a medical police state. Of course it is. Now you know. I've been warning the world about this for years. About how evil the vaccine industry was, about the evil of the CDC, the evil of the FDA, the evil of Big Pharma. And you know, for a lot of years, many people didn't believe all that. Now they do. Now they do. It's kind of obvious now to everybody. I mean, everybody who isn't a demon-infested, lunatic, left-wing libtard, I mean, anyone who still has their own mind and soul under their control can see that the medical establishment is pure evil. Oh, before we wrap this up, one more thing. I've posted a new video on prepwithmike.com. This is how to organize your rifle magazines using electrical tape. Now, I know the video thumbnail looks like a rainbow gay pride parade. Those are actually electrical tape colors on rifle magazines. The different colors mean different things like subsonic rounds or copper rounds or green tip armor penetrating rounds. It's actually not a gay pride parade. It's a bunch of rifle magazines with tape on them. But check it out. That's at prepwithmike.com. And it helps you organize your ammo so you have the right, you know, the right ammunition for the right job. And it helps you also distinguish between 300 blackout and regular 5.56 ammo. So look, we've only got, 49 days before the election, which means that this left-wing attempted coup uprising is not that far away. And you better be ready for self-defense. Because they're gonna try an armed coup against this nation. And we better pray and be prepared with firearms at the same time. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.